How much does a logo cost? A guide to logo pricing and hiring a graphic designer. A logo is one of the most important aspects of branding and marketing. It is the first thing people see when they come across your business, so it needs to look perfect on all marketing materials, including signs, uniforms, business cards, etc. In addition, it should be simple, memorable, and represent your brand identity. Logo design prices can range anywhere from $5 to $15, or higher, depending on the designer and what type of logo design they're doing for you. It's important to remember that the old saying is true, you get what you pay for. A good logo design will help your business stand out from the competition and attract new customers. It's never just a logo. Factors to consider when deciding what a good logo entails for your company. There are many different kinds of logos, so it's important to decide what you want for your business. For example, do you want a logo in color or monochrome? Do you want an icon, shape, wordmark, lettermark, etc.? It would help if you thought about these topics before you have your logo designed. Type of business. If you're a small business or startup company just getting off the ground, it's important to get a logo design that is simple and clean. A simple logo design that tells people who you are and what you do can be designed quickly and easily, potentially saving you money. On the other hand, if you're a large company with plenty of funding and an established clientele, you can afford something more complex and intricate, which will reflect the quality of your business. Target audience. Your target audience is linked to what kind of company you have, but it's essential to consider your target audience as the most crucial factor in your logo design. It's critical to conduct market research and competitor analysis to determine how your logo should look and what it should say to attract the people you want as clients. Suppose you have a young, hip company that appeals to teens. In that case, you will probably want your graphic designers to give you a final logo design that's simple yet fun. On the other hand, if you are more professional or business-oriented, you may want your brand strategy to be more sophisticated. Your budget. Logo packages range from anywhere from $5 to $10,000 or more. The amount of money you have to spend on your logo design will be the most critical factor in which freelance designer or brand designer you choose to create your professional logo design. Suppose you have a small budget and can't afford a custom logo design. In that case, you may consider getting a pre-made logo or using one of the numerous logo makers you can find on the internet. However, pre-made logos are not ideal because you cannot customize them to your needs or brand identity. The apparent thought on DIY logo makers is that they will bring down your overall logo design price. However, using a professional designer for your logo design may save you from a costly rebranding process in the future. The impression you want to make with your customers. You will also need to consider what kind of image your logo should reflect. Your logo is the face of your business, so you need to make sure it makes an excellent first impression. If you want your company to appear modern and cutting edge, you should opt for a simple, clean logo design. On the other hand, if you want your business to look more traditional and professional, you may decide on having something elaborate and intricate as your logo design. Using a designer for your logo will allow you to ask for the designer's feedback and guidance in the design process. Different types of logos and examples. You can choose a type that most closely matches your business and use the information to find a designer to help you create your logo. Abstract logo. An abstract image with a slogan or word next to it is popular for small businesses because it's simple and inexpensive to produce. To give these types of logos more pizzazz, they often include elements such as color gradients and bevels. Pictorial mark. A pictorial mark logo is more complex than an abstract one because it requires images that are easy to identify. However, these logos can be just as simple as a word with an icon on the side. This type of logo is perfect for businesses that want their customers to decipher what the company does with little to no effort. Lettermark logo. Lettermarks often use the initials of the company's name as their logo. This type of logo works well for companies with long names that want to appear professional and easy to read. However, lettermarks take more time and money to design because they require the designer to consider each letter as part of one cohesive shape. Wordmark logo. Like a lettermark, a wordmark uses the company's full name, or most of it, in a stylized font. These logos are ideal for clothing companies and other organizations where incorporating an image into the logo may be difficult. Combination logo. A combination logo includes imagery and a wordmark or lettermark. This type of logo tends to be more complex and expensive. Still, it's worth it for many businesses because the combination makes the logo memorable and versatile. Mascot logo. These logos are meant to show your brand rather than your business or product. In other words, they're images that don't need to have anything to do with your actual business. Instead, focusing on the thing that gets your brand noticed, the mascot. Therefore, these designs will have an illustrated character as the primary focus. Emblem logo. An emblem logo is essentially an abstract or pictorial mark designed to look like a coat of arms. This type of logo works well for businesses that want to project strength, power, and stability. the logo design price on emblem logos can sometimes be on the high end because they require a lot of attention to detail. However, if you want something truly unique that no one else will have, it's the best option. Emblems tend to consist of complex imagery and color schemes that can take a long time for the designer to create, but they're entirely original. If you want an emblem, it's in your best interest to consult with a few different designers and see their portfolios. Many designers may not have experience in these design concepts. As you can see, there are many different types of logos. And the possibilities are endless. Of course, every logo will have varying prices from the last, so it's important to consider your budget and what you hope to achieve with your business before choosing one. What to expect during the logo design process? When you get a logo made, you can expect the following things to happen. The designer will ask for a design brief detailing information about your business, such as the type of products or services you offer. Your design brief explains what you want your logo to look like and what it should represent. If you don't have any ideas and your brand identity isn't defined, don't worry. The designer can help you with that too. You will discuss the design in detail to ensure you're both on the same page. The designer will create one, or several different, concepts for you to choose from. You will need to provide feedback and decide on a final design. The designer will tweak the final design until it's perfect. You will receive the finalized logo in multiple formats for use online and offline. What to look for in a professional logo design? A well-done professional logo should be creative, modern, and timeless. It should also be versatile enough to be used in various mediums, from online to print. The designer should always provide you with a few different versions of the logo, as well as the source files, so you can make changes down the road if needed. On the other hand, a bad logo is usually unprofessional, dated, and not very versatile. It's essential to pay attention to these details when choosing a designer because it will reflect on your business. If you're not sure what to look for, it's a good idea to compile a list of questions and ask them during your initial consultation. The designer should answer all of them in depth and provide examples of past work if possible. Choosing a logo designer. When choosing a logo designer, just because you find a design on a website with an affordable price doesn't mean they will do good work for your company. Most of the time, designers who have been doing it for years and have established themselves as experts in their industry will charge a premium because they want to make sure their work is in the best hands. Tips. In general, you should consider a designer's experience and portfolio when deciding. You should also ensure that your designer will present several examples of logos completed for you before picking the one you will use. Sometimes, it can take designers months of designing and revising until you're happy with the end result. If you intend to get more work done or add different products or services down the line, which most companies do, then having one person who understands your brand and what you want is essential. How much does a logo cost? It's impossible to provide an exact price on what a new logo would cost. A variety of factors contribute to the final cost, such as the type of design you want, the quality of the designer, and how much revision time they will need. The most significant deciding factor in logo design cost will be the graphic designer for your project. Therefore, there are tiers when looking for a design agency for your logo design project. DIY with a logo maker website. Logo design cost, sometimes free, on average $25 and up. Several websites offer DIY logo maker tools. Logo makers have pre-made templates for you to choose from, so they can be a good option if you're on a very tight budget. One of the biggest problems with most of these tools is the design quality. They are often made in less time than it takes to read an article about logo design. You also run into problems where many business owners use the same clip art for their logo designs, making it challenging to look unique. Another issue with these logo maker tools is that they are very limited in what you can do. Most will not allow you to edit the text, colors, or use different fonts. This means customization may require hiring a designer in the long run. A freelance designer or a logo contest from websites like Fiverr. Logo design cost, $5 and up. This type of designer will be your lowest priced option. The main problem that you will find with a logo design from Fiverr, or any similar platform, is plagiarized art. You are more likely to receive a copy of an existing logo than something unique. There is also the concern of copyright infringement if you do happen to pick a design that has been used by someone else. It's easy for clients to purchase work that already exists accidentally, so make sure you are very specific when describing your needs. A graphic design student. Logo design cost, $10 and up. If this is your first business, getting a logo from a young or otherwise inexperienced designer could be a great way to stay under your allotted logo budget. You will have to make sure that the terms of service are precise, as students often do not know what they can or cannot sell. Always make sure you ask to see a portfolio before committing to a project. On the other hand, graphic design students are not yet professional designers and are generally working towards their degree, so there are some risks involved if you choose to work with them. Of course, your dollar will go much further, but you shouldn't expect the same quality as someone who does this for a living. A brand new creative design studio logo design cost $500 and up. These studios are just beginning to take off and brand themselves. New branding agencies typically don't have many years of experience under their belt. Still, they are willing to work with you on your budget to give you the best service possible. Often they will have more of a focus on design aesthetics rather than producing the most accurate representation of your company's needs. You also may be able to speak with a newer studio about value-based pricing on their logo designs and branding services. This is when a branding agency will lower your logo design pricing because your company will be good advertising for their established business. An experienced designer at a small creative studio or marketing and design agency. Logo design cost $500 to $1,000 and up. The logo design pricing from small design agencies will vary, depending on the designer or design team, how much time they need for your logo creation, and exactly what parameters you have given them to create the perfect logo. These are experienced designers in the graphic design industry and will be more expensive than a freelance artist. Still, their creative teams will provide you with a quality logo that will last for decades to come. Once the design process is complete, the logo designer should give you a finished product, a quality design with the correct logo files for signs, business cards, t-shirts, and any other marketing. A large branding agency or design firm. Logo design cost $1,000 to $10,000 and up. With their size, name recognition, and high demand for their services, this is the most expensive option on the logo creation market. They are more experienced designers who are used to working with large corporations to develop branding campaigns that last multiple decades. They are more likely to give you a full package rather than just a vector graphic and a few more logo files, but this is reflected in their logo design pricing. These branding firms are the kings and queens of brand identity design. During your logo design process, they will go to great lengths to understand your product or service and increase its value. Make sure to work out your budget before starting the design process, and make sure that you know every detail of what every dollar will buy for you. Remember, it's never just a logo. Investing in the logo creation and creative process can sometimes turn small businesses into large businesses. Your company's logo design is essential to make an impression. It is essential to have a well-thought-out branding strategy to set your company apart from the competition in today's market. The first thing people see when they come across your business is the logo. It is one of the most important aspects of branding and marketing. For this reason, it needs to be perfect. This includes having a high-quality logo that accurately represents your business and its values. A great logo will help people remember your company and its products or services, which is essential for success. Having a quality logo will help your business succeed in this competitive environment, leaving a lasting impression on every person that sees it. Conversely, a bad logo can ruin a company's reputation before they ever get a chance to show what they can do. How much does a logo cost? The question, how much does a logo cost, has varying answers. The cost of obtaining a fantastic logo varies from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars, depending on how many concepts they create, the complexity and style of the design, and how much effort the design agency has put into your logo. New designers start offering logo designs for small amounts and raise prices as they gain experience. So on the low end, you're looking at $100, and on the higher end, you are looking at $10,000, or more. If you need a professional logo design for a new business or a rebrand, call Fusion Marketing to set up a consultation with their professional marketing team. Their design services will ensure that you are successful in this process and that your company's branding and logo are of the highest quality for your business cards, signs, t-shirts, and other marketing materials.